Sedgwick County's stay-at-home rule doesn't mean every business is closed for the next month. There are many exceptions to the rule, mainly to make sure important daily life activities continue during the coronavirus crisis. KMUW's Deborah Shar reports on what to expect this next month.
Under the public health order, you can still do the basics: buy groceries, get gas, go to medical appointments, and take care of family members and pets. Banks and credit unions are open, but expect adjustments to lobby hours for walk-in business. Accountants, insurance agents, and tax preparers are allowed to work, but check before you go to an office. Some are already working remotely. Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner says county leaders put a lot of thought into the 26 exemptions included in the stay-at-home rule.
If you're looking at something that you think is essential for you to live your life, it's going to be in this order.
Child care centers are allowed to stay open, provided children are placed in small groups. County leaders say it's critical to have child care service available to support doctors, nurses, and first responders, as well as employees at essential businesses. In-home services can continue, like home health care, house cleaning, and services for people with developmental disabilities. County Manager Tom Stoltz says the stay-at-home rule is not an isolation or quarantine order at this time.
Individuals will be allowed to care for and transport family members. Individuals will be allowed to engage in outdoor activities as long as social distancing requirements are met.
The biggest change you'll notice is with businesses that have direct contact with people. Restaurants and bars are no longer allowed to serve customers inside their buildings. So if they stay open, expect drive-through, delivery, or carry-out options. Hair and nail salons, barbers, and tattoo shops are supposed to close. Retail clothing, video game stores, arcades, and pawn shops are also considered non-essential and should shut down for the next month if they haven't already. Meitzner says the county is trying to balance the need for tighter restrictions on public activity with the negative impact the stay-at-home rule will have on the local economy.
We are all hoping this is another couple of weeks. Our stay is a 30-day stay, but it can be changed anytime.
Car dealerships and auto stores can stay open. Public transit is not affected. And the airport is open, although some airlines have reduced or canceled flights. The order does not affect mortuary, cremation, and burial services, but any related funeral services must comply with the 10-person limitation on public gatherings. Homeless shelters, food pantries, and domestic violence shelters can remain open. County Manager Stoltz says even though many businesses made adjustments in the past few weeks due to social distancing requirements, more was needed to slow down the coronavirus.
We know that the virus will still be active, but we hope that the rate of infection and the rate of sickness is one we can manage in our health system.
The Sedgwick County Commissioners were not unanimous in their support for a stay-at-home rule, and the county's health officer was initially hesitant on whether the order was needed or if it would even work. So the local medical community, those on the front lines of identifying and treating COVID-19 patients, stepped up and urged the county to take action immediately. Critical care doctor Chloe Steinschauer issued a dire warning.
The expected surge is going to be somewhere in the next 2 to 4 weeks. So actions that we take today or now will be the ones that help protect us when we expect to peak with the disease.
Sedgwick County expects individuals and businesses to voluntarily comply with the stay-at-home order and only go out in public when necessary. The county has a phone line and email dedicated for questions about the order and the essential business exceptions. Meitzner is hoping the community takes the proactive measure seriously. He has a new tagline for a reminder.
Stay strong, stay safe, and stay home.
For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Shar.